লাইক জীব শক্তি, জীব শক্তি, মায়া শক্তি, দিস থ্রি আর প্রমিনেন্ট. অ্যাকচুয়ালি শক্তি ইজ ওয়ান, ইজ কল অন্তরঙ্গা শক্তি অর লাদিনী শক্তি অর পরাশক্তি. অ্যাকর্ডিং টু কৃষ্ণস ডিজায়ার দে আর ফাংশন ইজ ডিফারেন্ট ডিফারেন্ট. সো ইন উপনিষদ দে টোল্ড নতস্য কার্যম করণঞ্চ বিদ্যতে ন তৎ সমস্য বদিকস্য দৃশ্যতে পরাস্য শক্তির বিবিধৈব শ্রীয়তে স্বাভাবিকী জ্ঞান বল ক্রিয়া চ ন তস্য কার্যম করণঞ্চ বিদ্যতে. ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড এভরিথিং ডিপেন্ড অন কজ অ্যান্ড অ্যাকশন থিওরি. অ্যাট ফার্স্ট ইউ উইল কাম ইন কজ, আফটার দ্যাট উই ক্যান সি ইন অ্যাকশন. বাট ফর ভগবান, ফর কৃষ্ণ, ন তস্য কার্যম করণঞ্চ বিদ্যতে ইজ বিয়ন্ড অফ কজ অ্যান্ড অ্যাকশন থিওরি. ন তৎ সমস্য বদিকস্য দৃশ্যতে, নো ওয়ান ইজ ইকুয়াল টু হিম, হোয়াট টু সে অ্যাবাউট বিগার সুপার টু হিম. সো ইজ কল্ড অসমর্ধ তত্ত্ব অর অনূর্ধ্ব সমান তত্ত্ব অর অসাম্মাতিশয় তত্ত্ব. সো নো ওয়ান ইজ ইকুয়াল টু হিম, হোয়াট টু সে অ্যাবাউট সুপার টু হিম, সুপিরিয়ার টু হিম. পরাশ শক্তির বিবিধৈব শ্রীয়তে, অ্যান্ড হিজ পরাশক্তি ইজ নোন অ্যাজ সো মেনি ওয়েজ, লাইক স্বাভাবিক জ্ঞান বল ক্রিয়াচ. জ্ঞান মিন সম্বিত, প্রিডোমিনেন্ট ডিটি অফ সম্বিত ইজ কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ, অ্যান্ড বল মিন সন্ধিনী শক্তি, প্রিডোমিনেন্ট ডিটি অফ সন্ধিনী শক্তি ইজ বলদেব প্রভু হিমসেলফ, অ্যান্ড ক্রিয়া মিন্স আনন্দ হ্লাদিনী শক্তি, প্রিডোমিনেন্ট ডিটি অফ হ্লাদিনী শক্তি শ্রীমতী রাধা ঠাকুরানী হারসেলফ. থ্যাংক ইউ. হরে কৃষ্ণ.
তো কৃষ্ণ ইজ সর্বশক্তিমান. যোগ মায়া, উই ক্যানট সি কৃষ্ণ উইথ দিস আইস অ্যান্ড উইথ দিস ইন্টেলিজেন্স. উই ক্যানট টচ কৃষ্ণ বাই দিস সেন্সেস, হি ইজ বিয়ন্ড আওয়ার লিমিট. বাট হোয়েন কৃষ্ণ উই সেজ, হি কলস যোগ মায়া, অ্যান্ড দেন যোগ মায়া টচ এট দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ অলসো, অ্যান্ড অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম এনি ওয়ান ক্যান সি কৃষ্ণ. Some believe that he is God of God and some cannot. Kansa saw and Krishna touched his body. Charan Mushtik also touched their body, Krishna. But they never realized that he is Putna Adhasur, all demons. Also, Duryodhan saw, Jarasandha saw, Raman, Kumbhakarna, all they saw Ram. He is also Krishna, but they never realized. But those who have some association of high class Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Yoga Maya, they can realize that time. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yoga Maya made us to see him. So he is Sarva Shaktina. Then, oh you. What? Oh, by Pradhan Krishna, oh, manifest this world. Where there is air, water, ether, ether and all these things. Oh, this is called Pradhan. But this is material, Pradhan is material. But it is also a Shakti that is called Maya Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. It is not eternal, but this power is eternal. And she manifests this material world, so is it is called Pradhan.
Next. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Krishna is also referred as Rasabdhim. Rasabdhim means the ocean of Ras, or from whom all the Rasa or mellows are emanating from. In Vedas, Krishna is also referred as Raso Vaisaha, that he is the original cause or originator, fountainhead of all the Rasa. He is himself, he is embodiment of Ras. Then what does this mean? We heard just before this point, that Krishna is all powerful and he has one potency which is completely transcendental. That potency manifests in so many innumerable ways and fulfills Krishna's desire. Three main aspects of his internal potency are also known as Samvit, Haladini and Sandhini. The Haladini Shakti, which is the pleasure potency of the Lord, is actually the cause of his pleasure. And these three aspects of Chit Shakti, they are affecting all the activities of internal potency, marginal potency and external potency. That means that whatever bliss or anand which anyone feels in by the influence of these three energies is actually emanating from Krishna only. Why? Because it is non-different from his Shakti. Shakti, Shaktiman, Matorabheda. Then, in this world, in the material world, due to the influence of external potency, all the jivas, they experience Jaranandha or material pleasure. That material pleasure is actually perversely reflection of the internal potency or Haladini Shakti. Those who cross this level and they are able to come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma or they are experiencing Brahmanand, that is also reflection from that internal potency of the Lord. And in its purest stage in Golok Vrindavan and all the spiritual world, Haladini Shakti is giving all the pleasure to the Lord. So that is why Krishna is said that he is fountainhead of all the rasa that everyone or anywhere one can experience.
Aradhana, about jivas. More louder.
So here,
big body and
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the fourth pramaya, which is the tattva of the jiva or the living entity. Tabhivanamsa cha. So what is the meaning of vibhanamsa tattva? That is jiva tattva or the soul. So one question is there that Krishna himself is described as Krishna's incarnations are described as swa amsa, but the jiva is described as vibhanamsa. As Swamsa means Krishna's own part, and Vibhanamsa means Krishna's separated part and parcel. So when the Swamsa of Krishna comes in accompanied by his Chit Shakti, this is known as Bhagavat Tattva. But when the same Bhagavat Tattva is endowed with his Jiva Shakti, or marginal potency, then that is known as Vibhanamsa Tattva. So even though the Jiva is a Shakti, isn't it? Mahaprabhu said, Krishna tatastha shakti beda beda kas. Even though the jiva is a shakti, still he is endowed with some of the qualities of Bhagavat tattva. For example, the jiva has minute independence, the jiva has minute desire, but these things are not present in shakti tattva. So because the jiva has some of the qualities of Bhagavat tattva and some of the qualities of shakti tattva, therefore he is known as Vibhanamsa tattva. So Srila Tulsidas Goswami in his Ramcharitamanas, Ishwara Ang Sajiva Abhinasi Chaitanamala Sahasukarasi.
No need.
So, and Krishna also
only gave example from our scripture.
So Krishna also says in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Mamamevamsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanata. Mamamevamsa. Krishna says, all jivas are my angsa, my separated parts and parcels.
So two kinds of jivas coming from Krishna. This is the thing. What is Veda Ved? Can you? Veda Ved? Oh, be ready for drama play. They should be there.
Following the discussion of the jiva given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Veda Veda Prakasham, that the all, the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. In other words, God is everything, but everything is not God. So Krishna, this is the difference between the Shankara's monist philosophy and a refinement of the various schools of Vaishnava thought, Madhva, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbaditya Swami. We discussed this in class the other day. They gave different understandings of how Brahman, the Absolute Truth, is transformed or changed. And Lord Chaitanya, he clarified this with his supreme philosophy of Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, which means that Brahman, or the Supreme Truth, itself doesn't change, but its Parashakti, which Madhava Maharaj just discussed, its supreme energy causes transformations. An example can be given of like the sun. The sun itself remains in the sky, but by its energy of light and heat, it causes so many things to happen. In this material world, clouds form by evaporation from the water, and they again cool and cause rain. Flowers draw energy from the sun and produce so many colors. So in this way, the sun itself remains unchanged, but by its energies, so many things are transforming and going on. So in one sense, nothing is independent from its source or the origin, and yet nothing is also equal to it. So we can say that a plant is nothing but the energy of the sun, but we can't say that the plant itself is the sun. So in this way, everything is one with and yet different from Krishna.
Thank you. In essence, we can see jivas are not different from Krishna and different also in the same time. They have come from where? Shakti. Transformation of Shakti. Not really like sponsor. So there are some difference and some jivas has some qualities of Brahma. Some qualities. But not all. They cannot create. They cannot be like forms. They can be covered at any time. So there is somewhat difference and non-difference. But this difference and non-difference is not conceivable. When only by Guru's words, that is by Amnaya, Vedas, Shastra, those who follow. By that we can know, otherwise we cannot. Yes. So there are no jivas. No, there are no words. There are all parikars. Only jivas are called here in this world. So all can be covered. No. They are called what? Parishat. And they are called Nitya. Nitya Mukta. They are here not Nitya Mukta. They are Nitya Baddha. But Nitya Baddha for what? Anadi Baddha. But they can be liberated. So now what is Shadhan? You Prabhu. Prajivalla Prabhu.
What is sadhana? Sadhana is the process by which the jiva can free himself from the realm of Maya, as well as...
This is external.
This is external.
What is internal?
Shuddha Bhakti. After Anyabhilasita Sunyam.
By sadhana, by bhakti, we can achieve bhava. And gradually pray. Sadhana is what? Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevan, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakkam, Atma. More. Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavad Saman, Mathurava, Srimutte, Satta. Among them, most prominent. Samanam, Kirtanam, Krishna. Among them, Hare Krishna, Hare Nam, Kirtanam. Tarmadya Sarvase, Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan means name is Radha and Krishna himself. This is the best sadhana among all. And by that we can achieve what? Prema. This prema is prayojan.
Then now, what? 10. First is evidence. And that evidence is Amnath, that is has been accepted by our Guru Parampara. Among them, Srimad Bhagavati is supreme most. And then, Sambandha Gyan. And then, Avidheya. And Krishna Prem Priyojan. So, Krishna is supreme without second, Advaita Gyan Parasattva. He is ocean of rasa. He is Sarvashaktiman. Two kinds of jivas coming from him. Difference and non-difference between jivas and Supreme God. And sadhana is Shuddha Bhakti. And then prema, and that is called priya. So 10. So all should remember in brief all the 10. And in Jaiva Dharma it has been given. So now my thanks to you all, those who anyhow assembled here. By word even, you have some sympathy. I pray Krishna to sprinkle his mercy to all. Those who have helped by money or by their energy, to them also. I am praying Krishna to be merciful and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those by giving classes and by money and by all means hold their energy, for them also. Dhanyabad to them. Thanks to them also. And I am praying to Krishna. Also those who are singing, those who are helping me in any way, to them also, that their love and affection for Krishna and some attachment to Krishna name should develop. Praise. There should not be weak. Never. So, my heartly blessings to you all. Oh, then Bandhu Prabhu wants to speak something.
So who has begged after fire sacrifice, some of them has given to Gurudev, who has not given yet, please come and offer to Gurudev. And Dinabandhu will speak something after that.
So who neglected?
And Dinabandhu will speak something after that. Who has taken initiation yesterday and today, their name will be announced also after Dinabandhu's full speech.
Very quickly, you should bring.
Hare Krishna.
Have you been door to door?
First devotees can quickly come up and give their darshana to Gurudev. In the meantime, we need to have an aisle coming from the back door all the way through down to the middle here. So from Raghunath Prabhu and Radha Damodar Prabhu, if you can shift back about 1 meter, if all of you can shift back right through the center. And also we need 2 meters gap in the front of the stage. Also, many devotees I forgot to thank personally who have done so much help for us. But in particular, I forgot to thank Madan Mohan Prabhu and his wife and family who have agreed to head up the cooking this year. So my thanks to them in particular as well. Haribol. And all others who I've missed, Maturanath Prabhu, Chandrakala, Tapan Mishra, Jagadish Pandit, and so many others, Madhava Prabhu and his wife. Last and not least, please don't think that because Srila Gurudev is going in the morning that our festival is over. We invite you all to stay for the next 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, we will have a program again here. And the senior disciples of Srila Gurudev will speak here tomorrow night. Also remember that we're giving feast every night back at the Mandir, especially tonight we have Maha Feast. You're all invited to come back and join us after the program is finished. And again tomorrow night and Wednesday night, back at the Mandir on Wednesday night for a program. Also, you're all cordially invited to go to Brisbane, where Thursday night, Friday night and Saturday night at the Hindu Mandir, they will be giving programs. And also down at Cessnock, if you can make your way down there, there will be three nights of Harikatha down there. And all contact information is posted at the temple. So please follow this Harikatha wherever you can. Gaura Pemanandi Haribo.
Haribo. I'd like to announce to the devotees. Is this on? Loudly. I've got the books, Gurudev. I'm organizing the devotees to get books. Hari Bol. Can't work this thing. Just throwing the thing. There are books coming from India. There are Jiva Dharmas, the complete Jiva Dharma. There's Bhagavad Gita's, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. There is Archan and Dipika is coming. So many Prabandavali, so many books that we haven't never seen before, haven't seen for a long time. So if the devotees come to the book table, give me all of their contact details. Those books are due any day, so I'll make sure that you get these books. And right now, we have many books, distribution books from Singapore. I've mixed up boxes of 100 books, 25 of each type, put them here next to the Vyasasa, next to Gurudev. All of the book distributors can have these books for cost price, which is $108 for 100 books. So please, 9 or 10 devotees, get the merciful glance of Gurudev and come and take your book sometime this evening. Song books are coming also. Thank you very kindly. Hari Bol.
About my book. You should complete yours.
Srila Gurudev wants that everybody should distribute his books. There is only 10 boxes. Who will take one box? Please raise your hand. One, Madhava Prabhu. Stoka Krishna, one book. He took already. Prabhu. Guru Varga, he will take one box. Ananda Mohan Prabhu. Jai Nithai. Balaram Prabhu. One box is left. Raise your hand. Shyam Prabhu. Okay. Jai Krishna Prabhu. Very good. Whatever is left, Guru Varga will take. Krishna Bhajan Prabhu. Yes. Okay, now the names. The devotees who have received initiation today. Tracy, please stand up. Where is Tracy? She's not here. She received her name this morning already, Tara Dasi. Paul William is here. Paul William Rickson.
Okay, his name is Prem Das.
Prem Das Prabhu Ki. Prem Das.
Two ladies who left already for Brisbane. Two Indian ladies, Jinal and Nina Raniga. Their names we will announce in Brisbane.
What name?
Jayanti Dasi.
Jayanti Dasi.
And
Jai.
Mamata Dasi.
Huh? Mamata Dasi.
Radharani Dasi received Harinam this morning. She is here, Radharani Dasi.
Oh, yes. Radharani ki jai.
Yesterday she was Krishna, today Radharani, inconceivable. Peter Das, he is here. Pranava Das. Pranava Das is here.
Okay.
What name? Pitambar. Pitambar Das Prabhu ki jai.
Kamalakanta Das.
Kamala Kanta Das is here.
Oh, Kamala Kant. Good name.
Same name.
Kamala Kant ki, yes. Oh, he should be more stronger.
Kamala Kanta, listen.
Oh, you should be more stronger in future. Very strong. And very humble.
Lynette Haynes is here. Lynette.
Okay, here.
What name?
Lavangalata.
Lavangalata Dasi ki jai.
Lavangalata.
Then Ma Puja. Ma Puja Rahuja Patricia is here.
Here she is.
Oh, Puja, very nice.
Purnima.
Oh, Purnimasi. Purnima. Purnima, you know? She helps in all sweet parts thanks to Krishna. Purnima Dasi.
Purnima Dasi.
Purnima Dasi. Or Purnimasi.
Bruce Patrick Chapman.
Bruce.
That day. What name?
Baladev.
Where? Where is Baladev? Baladev Prabhu ki jai. Kaun?
Samuel James Samuel.
Sadananda.
Sadananda. Sadananda Brahmachari ki jai.
Then the last one, Sulabha. Sulabha?
Yes, Subha.
Subha Sakha ki jai. Quickly more?
No. One announcement for. You announcement. Yes, both.
Is everybody so enthusiastic about distributing books? Something that may help you, assist you while you're distributing books, are flyers that some of the devotees made, which has very, it's interesting to play with the way it opens up and closes. That people out there will like it. Just very basic philosophy. You're not your body, your spirit, soul. Chant Hare Krishna. Quotes from Bhagavad Gita. Picture of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan party. And key addresses
now
around the world.
Seven.
Because we have floppy disks of this flyer, you can make your address larger. You can make all the Australia addresses the only addresses, or you can do whatever you like in it. And then you can bring it to the printers and print 10,000, 20,000 as you like. So we have a few, and we only have a few here with us tonight. So if you come to us and we're already out, then we're staying at Karuna Mai's house a few minutes from here. You can pick it up tomorrow if you just let us know. Thank you.
Oh, you should open that thing, and that should begin at once without delay. No announcement now. Only. Announcements and now. At once they should begin. Otherwise I am ready to go. Quickly in 1 second, otherwise I am going.
This one you want to keep?
No, I've got one.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. In an attempt to try and please us, dear Srila Gurudev,
we have prepared a drama from a section, derived from a section in the Brihad Bhagavatam. We beg Srila Gurudev's forgiveness and the forgiveness of all the Vaishnavas if we make any errors, and we pray for your mercy in this endeavor. Ago, in the lands we now call India, Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures, was revealed to the world, emanating from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. After it had been spoken for 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj, who had been the primary recipient of this great literature, was approached by his mother Uttara. She asked him to explain the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam in a simple fashion. Parikshit Maharaj proceeded to describe how Narada Muni, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, went to different holy places and different worlds where different devotees of Lord Krishna reside. He wanted to discover who was the greatest recipient of Sri Krishna's mercy. First, he met a Brahmana at Prayag Tirtha, worshipping a Salagram Shila, and from there he proceeded to a king in South India who worshipped the Lord in a grand fashion. This king told him of the glories of Indra's devotion to Sri Krishna. However, Indra sent him to Lord Brahma, who, under the guidance of the Lord, creates the material universe. From there, Narada Muni was directed to Lord Shiva, who informed him that Sri Prahlad Maharaj was actually the best recipient of Sri Krishna's mercy. Sri Prahlad Maharaj denied this fact and assured him that Hanuman was actually the greatest devotee. Hanuman, however, being extremely humble, like the other devotees Narada Muni had encountered, glorified King Yudhisthira and his brothers to such an extent that Sri Narada was drawn to the residence of the Pandavas to have darshan of such great intimate devotees of Sri Krishna. King Yudhisthira, upon hearing his own glories, assured him that actually the Yadavas who reside with Sri Krishna in Dwarka are the topmost devotees of the Lord. Reaching Dwarka, the Yadavas glorified Uddhava as the best of those who are Haridas, servants of Sri Hari. Upon hearing the glories of Sri Uddhava, Narada became immersed in the rasa of great praise and forgot everything, even playing the veena which he held in his hand. Appearing like a man possessed by ghosts, he walked along the magnificent path towards Lord Krishna's inner residence. Sometimes he stumbled, sometimes he fell to the ground. Sometimes he stood motionlessly. Sometimes he cried out, and sometimes he danced, exhibiting all the symptoms of ecstatic love. On that day, Sri Krishna was despondent for some reason and was therefore still sleeping in his bedroom. At a little distance, Sri Uddhava was seated near the doorway, and Sri Baladev, Devaki, Rohini, Rukmini, Satyabhama, and all the queens, Kamsa's inimical mother, Padmavati, and all the maidservants were also there. As they were sitting there quietly, Narada Muni entered their presence, exhibiting his unprecedented, uncommon behavior.
We have never seen you like this before. What is the cause of this condition of yours? Please, lead me to the captivating recipient of good fortune, Sri Uddhava. And if you cannot, then simply bring me a particle of his foot dust, which will make my heart peaceful. No devotee of either ancient times or modern times has attended the mercy of Bhagavan which he has. Bhagavan himself has said that he is a very extension of his very self. Uddhava, no one is as dear to you as Krishna. Just today, the Yadavas sang of the extraordinarily wonderful mercy which Sri Krishna has shown you, passing through the gateways of my ears and entering the mandir of my heart. These words have plunged the wealth of my peaceful composure.
Oh, best of Munis, you are the original Acharya of the path of Bhagavad Bhakti, so whatever you say is certainly true. I know this, and others also know. But, dear Narad, recently when I went to Vrindavan, I observed the unimaginable and unthinkable love of the Vrajagopis, which made my proud head bow down unto the earth to them. I came to understand the high pedestal on which they sit, and at what low level my own seat is reserved. At the very sight of them, I felt myself blessed, and I considered that it was a great gift of my Master Sri Krishna sending me there. I became immersed in the ocean of divine bliss. What I repeatedly sang after going there, expressing my desire to take birth as a blade of grass, is well known to everyone. O best of sages, bowing down before you again and again, I say that although you are thirsting to drink deep this ocean of fame, kindly don't ask any further about it here. Rukmini and Satyabhama are nearby. And if Shyamasundara himself hears it, he will become overwhelmed in an ocean of Braja Bhava.
Oh, Uddhava, please do not say any more. Do not bring to my memory the sad plight of the Vrajavasi. They are drowning in an ocean of melancholy, burning from separation from Sri Krishna. Without Sri Krishna, they are like a fish out of water. When Sri Krishna returned from the ashram of his guru, I tried to tell him of these things. But he was heedless of my statement. And his heart, it was not melted, even a little. Otherwise, why would he send you, Uddhava, there instead? Therefore, how can you say that the Vrajavasis are the greatest recipients of your master's mercy? Although everything they did was for the pleasure of Sri Nandanan, still, even then, he could do nothing for them. So what can I say about what he does now, that all his objectives have been achieved?
Alas, from his childhood, Sri Krishna was made to take the cows of those merciless cowherd men out to graze in a forest of brambles. And they did not give him any shoes to wear. And when he was tortured by hunger, and he took a little butter, the cowherd woman tied him up. And those cowherd women, they used to constantly shout accusations at him. And yet, knowing it to be his unhappy fate, he simply tolerated it. So tell me, what more can he do for them?
After killing all of the Yadavas' enemies, he ruled over their capital, Mathura. And now he resides happily in Dwarka as the King of Kings.
But it is very regrettable that your master does not even remember the plight of the Brajavasis. Hey, Mother Rohini, you do not understand that his heart is softer than butter. Otherwise, how could you speak in this way? Sometimes, while he's asleep at night, he lovingly calls out in a sweet voice the names of many cows. Sometimes he calls his coward friends, and sometimes he pretends to hold the flute to his mouth as he assumes his enchanting threefold bending posture. Sometimes he calls out to me, Mother, give me some butter. And sometimes he calls out, Hey Radhe, hey Krishna, hey Lalita. And sometimes he sheds so many tears of love that it drenches the pillow. Seeing his distress, we become plunged in an ocean of immense sorrow. Last night, he saw something in a dream that made him so depressed, he merely cries out in anguish. Covering his lotus face with a cloth, he lies motionless, as if sleeping, and hasn't performed any of his daily duties. Oh, Rukmini, why do you say he only behaves like this at night? Even when he is awake, he is dazed and behaves just as he does when he's sleeping. We are his wives in name only. In reality, even the dasis of the Braj Basis are more dear to him than we are. My brother, Sri Krishna, is simply showing his expertise in cheating by pretending to lament for them. In an effort to console them, I went to Vraja and stayed for 2 months. But by neither words nor actions was I able to pacify them, seeing that they would not be pacified without Krishna himself coming. I returned here with great difficulty, on the pretext of quickly returning with Krishna. With deep feeling, I told him he should go to Vraja just once and save the lives of the residents there. He said that certainly he would go, but the thought of it never reached his heart. Because you can tell a person's heart by their actions. Therefore, it is all mere pretense.
What you have said is true. Though struck by a great thunderbolt, my heart of stone does not shatter. Being so cruel, I have brought immense suffering upon the soft hearts of the Vrajavasis. Hey Uddhav, you know everything and are most dear to me. Tell me at once what should I do. Quickly deliver me from this ocean of anguish.
My dear son, you must give your dear friends in Vraj whatever they desire.
Hey Krishna, why are you feeling such remorse? Please listen to my advice. Sri Gargacharya will calculate every morsel of food that you and your brother ate while residing in Nanda's house for those 11 years. And then my husband will send twice that amount to Nanda. I swear it. And according to his discretion, Nanda can decide whether he wants to reimburse you for looking after the cows for that time.
Oh, best of scholars, you know all the wishes of the Vrajavasis. Tell me at once what they wish of me.
They do not desire the opulence of the King of Kings. Heavenly Games.